You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and it's a full studio today. Our news director, Chad Lampe, joins me along with the district director of the Kentucky Small Business Development Center and the Arthur J. Bauernfeind College of Business at Murray State, Chris Woolridge, and president and CEO of the Murray Callaway Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Dale. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. Well, thanks so much for making time today on a really beautiful spring day here in Callaway County. And it is National Small Business Week. And was there a kickoff this morning, Chris?
There was. We had a proclamation signing today by Mayor Rose and Judge Executive Elkins. And joining us was Jerry Mucha, Dr. Mucha, the Associate Dean at the Bauernfeind College of Business, myself and Aaron. So it was a great opportunity to start the week off talking about small businesses and encouraging the support of small businesses and those that give back to our community.
Well, Chris, tell me a bit. Give me some stats on small businesses here in Kentucky. It's a surprisingly large amount of the business economy in Kentucky.
Yes. Based on information that comes to us from the SBA Office of Advocacy, there are approximately 341,000 small businesses in the Commonwealth. Of that number, approximately 65,000 to 66,000 actually have employees. What's even more interesting is that there are nearly 275,000 small businesses that have no employees. So wow. These are one-person shops that are operating their business. And of those 341,000 small businesses, they employ nearly 687,000 workers,
wow,
which is a pretty sizable number of individuals. Here in the western part of the state, which I would describe as being basically Owensboro south to Todd County over to Fulton, basically picking up your Green River ad, Purchase ad, and Pennyroyal ad, the small business numbers, we carry approximately 11% of that full 341,000 in West Kentucky. So it's a sizable amount of our economy. And small businesses, a quick definition would be those that have fewer than 500 employees, less than 10 million in sales. But while that may be a large number in number of employees and firms, the thing to keep in mind is that you're still talking about nearly 20% statewide that are fewer than 20 employees, and the next 17% carry between 20 and 100. And as we get more into the less MSA areas, that being the metropolitan statistical areas, you'll find that actually most of your small businesses are 10 or fewer, and that's more so true especially in the area development districts that I mentioned.
And Aaron Dale, you are here also to talk about a retailers roundtable that you have scheduled for Wednesday. But first, if you could talk about specifically the small business climate here in Callaway County. Chris gave us a nice regional overview, but you have some interesting numbers about just how many small businesses are started.
Sure. So last year in 2014, the city of Murray saw a tremendous amount of growth within small business. And for us, we were able to begin tracking that data through the city, but also with our partners. And one new business started every 3 days last year here in the city of Murray. So we don't have a clear identifier as to why or what, if it's the economic climate, if it's the sort of circumstances here in Murray and Callaway County, but it allowed for a tremendous amount of growth. And that ranges from small business all the way up to big business on this idea of Murray and Callaway County really being open for entrepreneurs, for those wanting to create their own sort of path when it comes to owning and running a business. So small business for us at the Chamber is something we very much focus on a great deal, from different services that the Chamber provides to creating a vocal cord for them as a group to be able to get together. So for us, Small Business Week is a great way to shine a spotlight on a group of individuals, families, people that sometimes don't get that spotlight, and this is a huge opportunity for us to partner with Chris's office and the rest of the community on showcasing it.
And the Retailers Roundtable is on Wednesday, and this is kind of an idea that's been spawned by a business here in town.
Yes, we had one local general manager that said, I'd love to get together with other retailers and get to know them. More importantly, share good, bad, and ugly stories of working in retail, from everything from inventory to point of sale to how do you work with your customers on certain service offerings. So we literally took his feedback and created this event in partnership with Chris at the Small Business Development Center to get retailers together to talk about what opportunities they have, what services that the Chamber and SBDC could potentially provide in the future, and also share some new initiatives that we're working on along with Chris's office to help them and create a better business climate for them, but also to shine the light on some really good success stories or some hurdles that they have and figuring out what those are.
And one of the statistics that you're going to help to bring to these retailers is this new initiative that you have called Size Up. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about it? Because I think most people would be intrigued to know what's going on there.
Sure. And this is an initiative that's very much in its infancy. Size Up is a sort of program. You can picture GIS planning and a local business tool. Put those two together, and that's what Size Up is. It'll be a way for any business to be able to dissect the local market, figure out some data that they can use to make actionable change and actionable decisions, whether that's where I need to advertise, why I need to benchmark my employees at a certain level, pay an employee a certain level, or have a certain number of employees, all the way across, you know, who are my competitors, suppliers, and where do I need to and actually do business in the community. So it is literally being built as we speak, and on Wednesday we'll have a board meeting with some other groups to see if this will potentially go statewide. And it is a very, very interesting tool that we're going to slowly roll out, but really get some feedback on Wednesday. But it's happening in Murray and Callaway County, and it'll pull data from the region. It'll pull data from the large region as a whole.
And so for the Retailers Roundtable on Wednesday, do they need to register with you at the Chamber?
Yes, there's two real big ways. Easy to give us a call at our office, 753-5171, to register, or just go to our website, mymurray.com. There is an events calendar. You can register online. It's a free event. Just show up, and we'll get you some good food and data and information and hopefully connect you with others.
Well, Chris?
Well, I would just add that a great opportunity is arising out of this Size Up tool that Aaron and his team are working on. And it really fits, I think, the mission that Dr. Todd has given us at the College of Business in terms of making sure that we're out in the communities of Murray State and becoming activists and catalysts for economic development. And this is a great opportunity, a great partnership with us and the Chamber, in that the Chamber is going to be able to provide this tool, this informative tool, that a small business owner can take that tool and bring to the SBDC, and we can help them interpret that tool, apply it to their business, help them understand how it can help them make good management decisions and expansion or et cetera. And so it's just a great opportunity, I think, for Aaron and I to really work together and see moving the needle on economic development. And I suspect that there'll be other chambers that will see the same benefit of that.
Definitely. And right now, large businesses like the Walmarts and Targets of the world can access this data at the drop of a hat. They pay for it, and they pay a premium for it. What we're looking to do is minimize that cost to almost nothing for businesses to be able to do that, and in a user-friendly format that allows them to gain it, but also use it, because using it is where the rubber meets the road, and a business can make themselves grow, expand, or diversify. And making a data-driven decision is sometimes really tough for a small business because they don't have that access. We're essentially creating the access for the doctor's office, the vision office, all the way to our retailers.
The tool really can't be understated. The importance of it is we use these types of services for fairly large-size projects at the SBDC and within the College of Business. The tool itself is as excellent a tool as I've seen, and it really speaks well to Aaron as well as the other chambers in the region that are looking at this to support their small businesses. I don't think I hope that our small business folks realize the tool that they're getting and utilize it, because the chambers are really, Aaron's really putting a tool in their hand that can help them make some good decisions, what it brings to the table is really top-notch information.
Well, it sounds like some opportunities for small business folks in the region, especially for this week. It is National Small Business Week, and again, there is a Retailers Roundtable that's Wednesday from 8:30 to 10, and this is the at the Robert O. Miller Conference Center here in Callaway County. And if again, if you have questions related to small business information, you can always reach out. If you're regional outside of Callaway County, the Small Business Development Center at Murray State, where Chris Woldrich hangs his hat, we'd be happy to help. And Aaron Dale, the president of the Murray-Callaway County Chamber of Commerce, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.